members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any more to approve the agenda?
No more.
Motion to read the second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carry approval of vouchers to the general fund of $48,998 through $49,030.
No more, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made in second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carry. Yep, I understand. Approval of the minutes of October 5th, 2016 board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made in second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carry. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening, except we got our quarterly transportation aid of $78,242.58. The transfer station is somewhere between $800 and $1,100 a week, so that's, it's going down. So therefore, in our regular town accounts, we have $997,592.02. And in the ambulance, $425,034.23.
I'll make a motion for the approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made in second to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. First, item number nine, first reading revised citation ordinance 95-02D, but Craig Harold was going to be here if he got it done. We haven't heard from him, so we will put this, we'll put it on our next agenda. Item number 10, discussion, possible action, Vilas County tax delinquent land parcels.
My name's John Gagnon, I'm the forest administrator for Vilas County. And I just kind of prepared a brief outline. The statute, Wisconsin statute that allows the town to gain possession is at 7517. And, you know, if you're interested in doing this process, or you're interested in any of the properties that the county has not taken, this is the procedure that you would need to follow if there's an interest in that. And of course, I'm not, you know, a lawyer, so that's something that you'd have to consult with your court counsel or on to determine if that's something that you want to do. This, there's a couple, basically the process would be initiated by you, where you'd make a motion and then submit a formal letter to the county and our department in particular. And then, based on that statute, and then we would act on it. And just, when we receive those from the treasurer, the list of parcels that are going to be taken or potentially could be taken, we do a phase one environmental assessment. And basically they do is they walk the property, they do a visual and look for what would be signs of some type of contamination or not. And I think on this, the Peace Pipe Lane one, what they found were like kerosene cans, gas cans, and oil drum.
That's the one that has the small building on it.
Yeah.
And their well and pump.
Yeah, and
I think it's both of them, aren't there two parcels?
As far as I know, there's just that
The burn zone?
That 10880 is
There's a corner one and then the one next to it where the shoe store used to be.
Okay, you're talking one on D and 70?
No.
No.
You're referring to the first page.
Oh.
Tax parcel 10-880.
Yeah.
We know it as the Hanser Well and Pump place.
Uh-huh, okay.
However, there's two contiguous properties to that, okay? And what we were kind of under the assumption that they were all one.
I think they're all separate tax parcels.
And so they're current enough to not gain that status on two of them, but not one.
So
Because all those people have died, so it was...
Excuse me?
The owners have died of that property. Fairbairn and...
Grace Dempster.
John Dempster, they're all gone. So it's gotta be delinquent.
Well, I think the...
The wife, John's wife.
Daughter-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's still alive.
Yeah, but she was evicted from that place.
That's immaterial.
Okay.
Eviction has nothing to do with the status of the tax liability. So I think that is... So the only concern right now is the above ground. We've had other, you know, Vilas County learned a really good lesson. I don't know, how long have you worked for Vilas County?
I was there when they took that, the corner lot there.
So it's very close to this, okay?
Yep.
So I think the county learned a real lesson, and I would hate for us to go down the same path. However, as far as dedicating this small lot, is that contiguous with lots that are owned by the town at this time?
No, actually what happens is you have the two lots where the fire station is, and then the property that's, would be behind it, that's all open gravel field, what have you. The town owns that, but there is an alleyway that goes from D, you can see it there on the map, from D makes a 90-degree and goes back out to D. To make it contiguous, that would have to be abandoned. And abandoning in the alleyway, since it's platted, we'd have to go through circuit court to do that. And you gotta get, well, approval of all the adjoining landowners.
Here's what I'm asking is, the fire station is here, correct?
Here and here.
These two?
Yep.
So...
This is Dempster's corner.
Okay, so there's a lot here, that's a small one, this is Hampers. But now, this was the Sluzar property right here.
The town owns this.
No, this was.
Okay.
This piece.
This is your family's?
Yep, I still own that, and then the town owns this and back. So this is town.
So if we were to claim owner, if we were to go through this process, and what is the liability for this town board and the people of this town if we find that there's an issue that has to be dealt with? What is our commitment?
Well, I guess I really couldn't answer, I mean, that's the legal question, I can't really answer that.
I guess the main concern would be the contamination, because we know and everybody else knows that it's there. Has that been cleaned up, closed, certified, whatever it is that they would do with that?
The one that the county owns has been, basically, yes, it has gone through the cleanup, the DNR procedure, and that site is closed.
Okay.
However, I mean, but basically what was done was, is that they just drilled these wells, these monitoring wells, and then just monitored them. There was no actual pumping or trying to extract any of the during that process, the environmental engineers determined that the plume would decay or decompose.
Yep, just dissipate on its own as it went on.
Yeah, and so I think what our phase one, when it come up with that hit that there's subsurface contamination, that's from the lot that the county had that they cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's there as an awareness that if somebody was in a build demo or on this 1088 or 10880, that they would probably be required to have a city water supply for their drinking water. You wouldn't be able to have a well.
That already exists.
Well, that already is there.
My concern is, if we are to come in today and say that we will possibly could get involved, is I want to know what would be the repercussion if something were to arise in the future? What would be the...
What's our long-term liability?
If it's not coming from your property, you know, the liability belongs to the owner of the property where the contamination originates.
But we would, if we ever wanted to do anything with the property, we would probably have to have a phase two in order to determine if there really is contamination before we would build or use it for anything. So that can be kind of pricey.
So what's the scenario if we don't want it?
It's basically kind of be sitting there in limbo at some...
We don't like that.
We notify the DNR and that, you know, there's potential contamination.
So it just sits out there as sort of like, it doesn't exist unless somebody commits today?
Well, it wouldn't have to be today. I mean, and the phase two thing, I think, you know, if you have serious concerns about what might be there, you could probably have that done before you know, as part of the process before you actually acquired the ownership, then you would know. So I think...
Yeah, but who pays for that?
I believe we have to.
Yeah.
Well, we pay for the phase ones on our own, you know.
Who does?
Vilas County does.
But that would be us.
Actually, we are.
Yeah.
You don't have your own money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what your involvement is with the county, but it would be us. So I'm just saying is, yeah, we'll keep that understanding is, this is the whole county, and now we're looking at the township. I'm a little concerned, because I know there is some other contamination. It doesn't seem to me that it's been dealt with, okay? Because if the other parcels that I do believe that the town committed to, correct, would be the Sluzar property, we committed to that, didn't we?
No, not that. It was to the Fairburn property.
Which one was that?
Not, over here.
This one?
What number?
886?
886.
Okay. So was there possible contamination there?
I think the plume went, if I recall correctly, when we bought this.
Have we done the second phase on that?
No.
No.
So we've committed, and we haven't...
We've told them that we're interested. We got approval from the town, annual town meeting to purchase it if we wanted to pursue it.
But we have no actual legal commitment.
We don't have a legal commitment, and kind of waiting on to see what the county had in terms of documentation for contamination or what might be on that.
The only thing we would have any documentation on is, we do have our phase one on that 10880.
Which basically is a walkthrough to see if you see anything on the surface if it looks bad.
And of course, then they search the DNR database where all the sites that are either, that have been reported to the DNR are in cleanup or have been cleaned up. They search that database and the federal database to find out if anything or what or if anything has been done. And of course, on that 10880, it has a hit on there because of the property the county owns that went through the process, and it's a closed site. So as far as the DNR is concerned, you know, it's cleaned up. The only limitations would be, you know, for drinking water and cleaning and washing, or, you know, for potable water, you would have to have, you know, a city water system.
In other words, you can't put a well down there. You got to hook into the system, the tribe's water system.
But I don't think that there's any limitation on what, well, that lot got chopped away by the highway D a little bit, so the county still owns that lot and has it for sale, but don't have any interest in any purchasers. And that's also a parcel that if the town was interested in obtaining, that could happen too.
I guess what Chris and Ginger are saying, and my feelings too, is we'd want to know for sure what our long-term liability would be should we pursue this. If all of a sudden in 20 years they come back to the town and say, well, geez, you own that, it's contaminated, you got to clean it up. You know, under...
Oh, I think we would have to.
Under current law, how are we responsible? And I think that's something that we'd have to check with
Greg
on, you know, our legal counsel, to see where our liabilities lie. because I sure wouldn't be in favor of taking anything if there's a hint of liability to the town. We don't need that.
No, if I thought that there was a true advantage in terms of any expansion of our fire barn or anything, then I'd be a little more serious about saying, hey, let's do what we need to do to get this. But it doesn't appear that that would offer any advantage in that respect.
The expansion to the fire barn will go to the rear to the property that the town already owns.
Right, exactly. So this would be of no true benefit in that regard.
Not at this time that I can see unless the chief comes up with something else that...
There wouldn't really be any advantage to us in having it.
Now, as I read this, the county hasn't taken the tax deed.
Has not. So there's a different process than what we would do if the county takes it in rem. You know, that goes through the court and the court orders the title transfer to the county. In this situation, the town would make that request to the county and then it goes through the process under that statute 75.17.
So that's the way that I read it. You haven't taken the tax deed to it yet. If we have interest in it, we send a letter to the county saying we have interest, and then they do take a tax deed, and then...
And it gets transferred to the town, like, gets, right at the same...
And it gets it immediately, that action gets it transferred to the town. Cost for that, it's free of charge?
It's our court counsel time and recording fees is all, you know, usually...
Let's see where it's for us too.
I mean, we...
The town gets charged for that?
No, I mean...
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is the county doesn't set a price on it. It's just...
No, I mean, the value of the property would be transferred, there would be no purchase price.
You transfer a deed to the property along with the cost of recording fees. It's not like we're...
Or the county would absorb those fees.
I think it's exempt, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be exempt status.
Well...
If we take it.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is it's not like a normal county tax deed where you open bids and you buy it off of the county bid. This is just a transfer of the land from basically the owner through the court to the county to the town automatically all in one time.
That's basically how I understand it too. Just the phase two environmental, would they do, it depend on how many soil samples and... They probably run about $5,000 to $6,000.
About $10,000.
$10,000?
Ten, yeah.
Trust me.
All right.
And that's worth more than the property.
Right, yeah. There's a couple other properties.
No, I know, I see that.
I just threw them in there as other ones. I didn't know if there was just any other interest in...
The one, I can see the one is at the corner of D and 70. Where is this other one that shows off of Highway 47? What road is that? I'm not sure what road that is that's coming through.
I thought it's an Indian village.
It's an Indian village.
Oh.
Oh, that's Jimmy Williams, the old junkyard.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Williams is the name on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on the north end.
Jimmy Burns. Jimmy Williams.
Gotcha.
So here's where I would be at, and I'll sum this up so we don't waste a whole bunch more time.
There you go.
Is I would be not interested in any of them at this time.
Is that a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded that the town at this time is not interested in the tax parcel numbers or tax properties that the county has available.
And if the situation should change, the town says, hey, we have some interest, you would appreciate that.
Right, it's possible.
Yeah, if the situation changes, you know, we can bring it back up for discussion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.